here's a story from The World.
As Rennie said, one possible clash between the U.S. and China could come in the South China Sea. This week in the Philippines, the U.S. military is conducting large-scale military exercises. More than 16,000 American and Filipino service members are participating in the drills aimed at defending Philippine territory, territory that includes islands near China. As The World's Asia correspondent Patrick Nguyen reports, that's a move some see as wise and others see as provocative.
Go as far north in the Philippines as possible, and you'll find a place the government's tourism bureau calls mesmerizing.
Every corner stands another wonder. Our own little world away from it all.
That's an ad for the Batanes, a cluster of tiny islands, all smaller than, say, Manhattan. They are green and stunning, but also remote, so they don't actually get many visitors. This week is an exception, though. U.S. and Philippine troops will pour onto one of the islands, pretend it's been invaded, and try to take it back. They'll do an air assault and even bring in, by boat, a HIMARS, a high-mobility artillery rocket system, same as the U.S. sends to Ukraine. It's a big step forward for the U.S.-Philippine military alliance, but some think this is risky business.
The U.S. are making our territory, our seas, as their playground.
France Castro is the deputy minority leader of the Philippines House of Representatives. She notes that the Batanes are only about 350 miles southeast of mainland China. Castro asks, why is the Philippines allowing the U.S. to play war games on these unspoiled islands, practically taunting China? This, she says, is just the start of the U.S. militarizing the Batanes. Details are scarce, but the Philippine government has confirmed the Pentagon is seeking to build a permanent naval port there for its Filipino allies.
This development is very unprecedented. If there would be construction of U.S. military base there, the Philippines would be in a dangerous situation.
Many, including the Philippine president, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., believe the Philippines is already in danger. China's navy is getting bigger and more aggressive. In violation of international law, China did capture a remote island claimed by the Philippines 12 years ago. Today, Chinese forces are still at it, trying to control reefs near the Philippines, leading to recent clashes at sea.
They have had well over a decade of the Chinese taking their territory.
Grant Newsham is a former U.S. Marine colonel who worked in military intelligence. He also wrote the book When China Attacks. He says it's no wonder the Philippines Navy wants a steady U.S. presence on the Batanes to scare Chinese forces away.
It certainly does need assistance from its friends. Just about everybody needs assistance from their friends if it's the Chinese military that has shown up.
The U.S. has a treaty obligation to defend Philippine soil, including the Batanes. Newsham says the Pentagon will likely push to build out a port that can at least handle U.S. naval destroyers, fast and lethal warships. He believes the U.S. would also want to place missile systems there to strike approaching Chinese warships or targets farther afield.
It would give potentially the ability to strike at China, and it brings, say, the Chinese mainland into easier range from ground-based missiles, for example.
One huge reason the U.S. is so interested in the Batanes, they're only about 100 miles south of Taiwan, the democratic U.S.-backed island that China claims and threatens to seize. Newsham says U.S. forces on the Batanes could help thwart a Chinese amphibious invasion of Taiwan.
It's not a checkmate, but it does make things more difficult if you're going to go after Taiwan.
Beijing warns the Philippines, don't let the U.S. exploit you. Militarizing the Batanes Islands is, quote, playing with fire. Representative France Castro is no fan of Beijing, but does take its threats to heart. She says the Philippines is getting sucked into an inter-imperialist war and doesn't trust the U.S. to be honest about its intentions in the Batanes.
We wouldn't know. We wouldn't know what are they doing. We even don't know what equipments, military materials they are placing there. So that is very, very worrisome.
But she is in the minority. Recent polls show 8 in 10 Filipinos favor cooperating with the U.S. military to protect their seas. In the exercises kicking off this week, U.S. and Philippine forces will also, for the first time, venture west beyond the Philippines' territory into international waters claimed by China. For The World, Patrick Nguyen, Bangkok.